Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, to get now all his benefits. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope that you are all woke and ready to hear another episode from us here on Chatting from the Word. Are you woke? Do you have your ears on this morning and ready to hear about Oscar on Chatting from the Word? This is, I believe, December the 15th. This is December 15th, Thursday, that the Lord has allowed us to see. Oh, my friend, I don't know about you this morning, but we definitely serve a good God. And he's not just good some of the time, but he is good all of the time. He is good 24. Yes, he is. He is good 24/7. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We serve a good God, don't we? And our God, our Father, our Lord has given all of us another beautiful day. We that are on this side of heaven, we on the top floor, top of us, have given all of us a benefit of another wonderful day, a day that on yesterday was not even promised. But he allowed us to see this day. He washed over us last night as we slept in slumber, and he woke us up this morning, giving you and me a second chance, another, to make what's wrong in our lives right and to walk closer. But Brother Oscar, he just hope you take advantage of each benefit that the Lord has given you today already. He woke you up this morning. And that, my friend, that is a blessing within itself, by waking you up. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm praising the Lord just on that fact alone, that he woke this guy up. We're on this top side time of life. We're on top soil and not the soil on top of us. And the only thing we can do this morning, my friend, the Lord, for each benefit that he has given us this morning. Amen and amen. Again, we're so delighted to be with you this morning, and we hope that you have your ears on. And we hope that you keep your ears on to the program. And if you want to call in anytime in the program, our call in number is 319-527-6722. Again, our call in number is 319-527-6722. If you want to call in and talk with your host, or during our chat time, if you want to add, something to the chat, welcome to do just that. But before we begin, we want to welcome all of our new listeners to the program. If this happened to be your first time listening to the program, we want to welcome you to the program. We want to open our arms wide so that you can enjoy the program. But not only do we welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our honor. I want to thank you this morning for having your ears here. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Amen and amen. Well, I also hope that you keep your ears on through the whole program. At least give me 20 minutes of your time. At least 20 minutes of your time. And keep on listening to us here on Chatting from the Word. Because we love you. Chatting from the Word, we really do. And we hope that you keep your ears on long enough to hear the program. And if you love what you're listening to, tell others about us here on Chatting from the Word. Shout it from the mountaintop. Shout it from the rooftop. Tell your loved ones about us to tune us in. Tell your friends on Facebook, click on Instagram, or TikTok, wherever you're on the internet. Spread the news that Jesus died for them, and Jesus Christ died for them, and he rose the third day. So, my friends, share the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, which can save their souls. Amen and amen. And, of course, we want to ask for your contributions. Please get contributions in if you have not got them in yet. Get them in. Get them in. And we want to thank those that have turned in. We thank you so, so much. But if you have not turned in your contribution, do so today, because we do need your financial assistance. Everything costs nowadays. Can't get over it. Can't get under it. Can't get around it. We need to pay our bills here on Chatting from the Word. And if you can give at least $5, the place you can go to give is our PayPal account. Yes, we are. Just call the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And when you go to PayPal, you might get Oscar York Publishing, and that is us too. It is safe to put your there. And you also can go to Zelle, Zelle, go to Zelle, and again, do the same. Put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And begin with $5 if you can. Help us out here to keep this fine program going and going. Going. Amen. And amen. Hey, you're listening to Chatting from the Word. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, Love Voice, on the BTRO platform. Out the word from the word and putting the all-important snap, snap, crack, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Amen. And amen. We are just so delighted to do just that. Put that snap in your Christian walk. Hey! This is our roll call time. Yes, it is. And as I said, we want to give you all that are listening live and maybe listening to it later on, but especially listening live, a good morning shout out. We just want to say good morning to you here on Chatting from the Word. And we normally give the state and the city and the country, but we have not done our research to narrow it down. But if you are listening this morning and if you have your ears on, Oscar this morning. Just want to give you a shout-out to say good morning, good morning, good morning to you. And I do appreciate you listening to us here on Chatting from the Word. And my friend, we'll call out this morning. Amen, amen. And now, my friend, it is time for us to do our snack of the program this morning. Our snap, 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 snap shot to allow you to know what you are in store to listen to for the next 20 minutes of your time, if that's all. If you're on Chatting from the Word, we want to at least give you something to listen to. We don't want to give you nothing to listen to. We want to give you something to listen to. Well, you already heard our introduction song, Sing Glory Hallelujah song by Steve Adams. Thank you, Brother Steve. And that is a beautiful song, a song that gets us in the mood to go to heaven, because if you are a saint of his and in his family, when he arrives to take the church on home, you will be in that number. You got to do what's right, though. I put it like that. We will be in that number, and we're all going to be shouting, glory, hallelujah, 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 giving praise to the Lord. Amen. And amen. And, of course, our prayer time will be pretty soon. Yes, it is. We're going to be time will be pretty soon, and if you want to read along with us in our prayer time scripture, our prayer time scripture will be taken from 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6. That is 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6, and if you want to read along with us during our prayer time scripture, you are welcome to do just that. And, of course, Radiance a Cappella, they will be singing a prayer. Yes, they are. I mean, I can't sing. But they will be singing Sweet Hour of Prayer. And yes, of course, we are going to be chatting about the Word of God this morning. We're going to chat because I also love chatting with you. I really do. But tomorrow, this morning, of course, if you've been listening to us the past couple of days, you know our coming from the first letter that Brother Paul the Apostle wrote to the Corinthian church. And we are in chapter 11, and we are going to begin our studies this morning from verse 20. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 20 through, of course, 34. And here, what we're going to do this morning is to show you the significance of the Lord's Supper. Show you our, when it comes to our attitude, our feelings, if I may use, I'm looking for a word, I can't think of it now, but how we should approach the Lord's Supper, how our minds should be, where our minds should be set when we are partaking of the Lord's Supper. Now, yesterday, we told you yesterday when the early Christians took it, and that was the day of the week, Acts 20 and 7. Not the first day of the month, not the first day of the year, not on Easter time, but on the first day of the week. And let me tell you something significant about this. When Jesus first constituted the Lord's Supper was the night when he was betrayed. And that's something that we need to think about. That he constituted, it was the unleavened bread feast. And we talked about that when I think we went to Exodus 12 about that. But It was the night that Jesus was betrayed, when he constituted the Lord's Supper, and the feelings that both him and his apostles was going through during this time, the Lord's Supper. So on this morning, that's where we'd be coming from. How should we be feeling when we partake of the Lord's Supper? Where's our mind should be, our mindset, when we are remembering the Lord's death? Where should our mind be set? So we're going to talk about that in length this morning, if we get to finish it off. I hope we can today. If not, we can, of course, do it tomorrow. But the scriptures we're going to use, of course, 1 Corinthians 11, 20-34, Luke 22, 20-53, Acts 2, 47, and Acts 20, and verse 7. And if you're wondering what all we're going to say during the chat, my friend, you need to keep your ears on so that you can hear for this morning. And my friend, that was your snapshot of the program today. Your snapshot. Are you ready? Are you ready to get on board this train? Get on board this train. And if you're ready to get on board this train, line up, and have your tickets out. And if you're lined up with your tickets out, get on board the Gospel Cruiser.
Come now,
Amen and amen. This is our prayer time, and if you have a prayer request that you hear on Chattering from the Word, just send it to the email addresses, which is lowercase, off New York, 3443@gmail.com, or you can send it to Chattering from the Word @gmail.com. You can call it in. I'll call the number 319-527-6722. I'll call in number 319-527-6722. Or you can put it on my Facebook page, and if I don't, you know, get the request from that, email it to me. Because I honestly don't know what his Facebook page is doing, because I have not been on my Facebook page in quite some time. So if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues to get your prayer request to us. And of course, if you want to keep confidential, that's fine with us here on Chatting from the Word. We do respect your confidentiality. Just simply say, Brother Oscar, pray for me and call my name. And I'd be just so delighted and so blessed to do just that. Again, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues to get your prayer request to me. And, of course, we want to keep you in prayers, those that have been requesting prayers, those that have lost loved ones, those that are going through some difficult time, the Uvalde, Texas situation, Russia and Ukraine situation, and of course pray for those that try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And of course pray for your host here, Brother Oscar. Pray as I pray for you. Amen. Amen. If you want to follow us during our scripture time, prayer time reading, our scripture reading will be taken from 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6. That's 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6. And Brother Paul, the apostle, is addressing his son in the faith, Timothy. Timothy. I exhort, therefore, that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in. Here, Brother Paul the Apostle tells us to pray, pray, intercession, pray, all supplication prayers, intercession, giving thanks, all men, peace, and for all that is in authority. Oh, my friend, this is a time that we need to pray. For president, our senators, our mayors, for our congressmen, all those that is responsible of making laws for us to go by. They have a job to do. Don't think they don't. And here, Brother Paul says to pray for them. So in our prayers, we usually pray for them, don't we? We're going to pray for them this morning. Are you ready to throw the throne of grace? Yet in time for thee. Our Father, Most High God. Father, you made the universe and brought it in existence. Father, you said, let there be light. Father, that was light. And Father, you said, let us make man in our so you formed man from the particles of the dust. Breathe his nostrils into us and gave us life, Father. And Father, we thank you so much for that, Father. And Father, we thank you for continuing to give life to us. Gave us life this morning. You woke us up this morning. And Father, we just want to thank you. All of us a grand benefit of another day, another chance to make what's wrong in our lives right, so that we may live closer and closer with you. And Father, we just all want to thank you for allowing your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to lead our duty of heaven. Come on our mortal bodies. So he showed us how to live. He showed us how to love. He showed us, Father, how to connect with you, Father. And Father, thank you for that special. Allow him to take on the cross. Become sin so that our sin may be washed away with his blood. Oh, Father, we thank you, Father. And Father, we come praying for you all these Texas parents who lost their children and others who lost the mothers and fathers. And Father, we just all pray for that killing, all the killings that have been going on in the United States and everywhere else. Father, we pray that you comfort them. Oh, Father, we pray that Father, Russia, Ukraine situation, Ukraine and Mr. Putin learned the killings and bombing. Oh, Father, we pray for the world in which we live. Father, we recognize that we have so much here as well, Father. Allow us as Christians that we may shine our light in the hope that someone may see the light and come to Jesus Christ, which is the greater. Oh, Father, we pray for those that contracted the coronavirus. We pray for those who contracted the flu that you feel that body. Father, we pray for those, Father, that lost loved ones. We pray that you talk to them. Father, we pray for those that lost loved ones in the hands of police. We pray that you talk to them. We pray for each family who has a police officer in it who gave their life to a lot of duty, Father. We pray for them. Father, we pray for all our political leaders. Father, we pray that they'll make some work that you work, make laws for all to live in peace and in harmony. Father, we pray for the church and worship them. Father, we pray that allow the church to continue on being a lighthouse, leading others to be Father, we pray for each listener this morning. We pray that you be with all their doubts and fears, Father. Cast all their doubts and fears in the deepest part of this week. That they won't be stressed anymore. So, Father, we come praying for the coming years. Father, help us that we may say something. To help someone to see the light. To see your word in action, Father. And they may come to you, live a life for you, Father. And Father, as always, we pray for those that are going through some changes. Pray for those that lost loved ones. Pray for those, Father, that is trying to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, as always, keep us in this curse. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen and amen. First of all, I want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, or praying along with us. And as always, we hope that we pray for something that is on your mind. And as I continue to say, you can call in your prayer request. The number is 319-527-6722. The number is 319-527-6722. If you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for, or during our chat time, if you want to chat along with the Oscar during our chat. All right, this is our second half. Our second half of years old, long enough to this point here, so that we can really spend a good time this morning together. I hope that you have done that and you're still hanging with the Oscar this morning. We run a little bit behind time as we did yesterday, but it's all right. It's all right. We try to catch up, but it's fine if we don't. We come on tomorrow anyway, so we can continue to chat. If we don't get to the point where we need to be, we can tomorrow or next week, if the Lord say the same. But again, we're so delighted that you have kept ears on long enough to hear the second half. Again, we want to ask for your contribution. If you can get your contribution in here to us here, chatting from the Word. Of course, we have an account on PayPal. You can go to pull up the PayPal webpage. PayPal.com and put an email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, it's OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle, Zelle. Again, put an email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. That again, it's OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And do it today if you can. Get the contributions in so that we can keep this fine program going and going. Usually at this time, we'll let you know where you can catch our program. Twitter, Tumblr, LinkedIn. I believe it's still on LinkedIn. Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Or you can Google us. Just Google Chatting from the Word with your host, Little Oscar, and it should be brought right up, and you can go to any show that you want to listen to. And that's the good thing about the Internet. You can always go back and listen to something that, if it's doing our chat, you can catch in with the chat and, you know, put in that chat that you missed so that you can keep up with all the chats that we are doing here on Chatting from the Word. Amen. And amen. You're listening to Chatting from the Word, and I am your brother Austin York, the voice on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word, and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so glad to do just that. Amen, amen. Thank you, our announcer. This is the chat time, and like I said many times before, this is one of the best portions for me of the program where we can chat about the Word of God. And I also love chatting with you. I really do, and some I hope I don't make you feel uncomfortable, but as I said many a time, if we're saying something and this is true and it is contained on the pages of inspiration, the only thing we need to do is obey it and change and be in obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be in obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we always say here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach, we just don't. But what we do here, we chat with you when it comes to the Word of God. We don't want to talk under you, over you, or around you, but we want to chat with you. We want to reason with you when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Is that all right with you? Is it? Because if going to heaven, and I want to reason with you at this point here, if going to heaven is, you listen. And of course, as I have said many times, if I'm wrong by any point of our chat, you can always call in. The number is 319-527-6722. The number is 319-527-6722. And if you don't call in, you can email me your question or your inquiry. You can always email me. Now, if I'm wrong or you don't call in, I'm thinking, hey, you're all right. All right? That's what I'm thinking, okay? Well, let's reason together. And like I said many times, if we can reason with our pet dog Rolo to roll over, we should be able to reason with one another when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can I reason with you this morning? Well, this morning, we want to talk about the Lord's Supper. Is that all right? Because this is what Paul is talking about here in our text this morning. He wrote two letters to the Corinthian church. He wrote 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and we are in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and we want to begin with verse 20. And I just want to read a little bit for you so that you can really see where we are. Here, the Apostle Paul, 11, verse 20, and if you have a copy of God's word, you can follow along with us. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is talking. What have you not houses to eat and to drink? Arise ye, the church of God, and shame them that have not. What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? Praise ye not. But before we go deeper, let me show you the magnitude of the Lord's Supper and the wrong part of what the Corinthian church was doing. They were taking the Lord's Supper without having respect for the Lord himself. And I want to say that. Here they were taking the Lord's Supper without having respect for the Lord himself. And they made a meal of it, okay? And not just a meal of it. Some were getting drunk, drinking, and making a party. A hallelujah time. We're not even thinking about the sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made. And that's what we want to cover this morning. We want to talk about the sacrifice that our Lord made on that day. On that day. Yeah, on that evening, on that day. And he constituted the Lord's Supper on the night that he was betrayed. And this is the feast. This was during the feast of the unleavened, and as we have said, we went back to Exodus to prove to you what that was all about, the Passover. And this is the Passover time, and this is the time that Jesus took out to constitute his supper. Turn with me to Luke. Turn with me to Luke, and we're going to be there. Luke, I'm getting there. Luke 22. And we just want to show you the attitude, the thought that we should be in when we partake of the Lord's Supper. And I just want to read, let's begin with verse 17 again. Here Jesus says, and he took the cup, gave thanks, and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And we know the kingdom of God came with power on the day of Pentecost. And then verse 19, and he took the bread, gave thanks, and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. The New Testament, the new agreement, Testament, the new will that Jesus died for. And we're going to plug that in there too. The new will, the New Testament, the new way that Jesus died for. Okay? And in verse 21 says, but behold, the hand of him that betrays me is with me on this table. Now, notice what Jesus did and said here. He said, the hand of him that betrays me is with me on the table here. Talk about his apostles. His apostles were sitting at the table with him. And he said, the one that's going to betray me is sitting among you. It's right here with me. The one that's going to be responsible for them to take me and take me and hang me on the cross is eating with me today, with me on this meal. Okay, but notice, I want you to notice something here. And I'm working on the fact that Jesus did not say who. Jesus did not say who would betray him. Jesus just said, let me read it again and get a good understanding. And Jesus said, but behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on this table, on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man whom he is betrayed. Oh, my friend, what Jesus is saying, what's going on now has been planned from the beginning. It's going to happen. I came here just for this to happen. I came here just to die on the cross. Oh, Jesus knew from the beginning of time that he was going to die. Jesus knew, our Lord God knew. He created man from dust of the earth and breathed in his nostrils that he was going to die on the cross in the way that he died. Oh, my friend, everything that happens, I've already been planned. Even our lives today and things that's going on with us today has already been planned by God himself. And the Lord knew. He knew that he was the lamb that was going to be slain. He knew, going back to Exodus 12, that he was going to be that lamb without blemish, without spot, without sin. And the night of the Passover, when it was constituted in the Old Testament, Exodus, they had to eat the lamb and the bread and the wine. Through the vine represent that, the body of Jesus Christ. And what I want you to do this morning is recognize the attitude during this time. And then he said, and Luke said, and they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should. And that was also a strife among them, which of them would be counted the greatest. And it said, the kings and the Gentiles exercised lordship over them, and they that exercised authority upon them are called benefactors. Let me go down a little bit because of time, we want to really get the crust of what Jesus is saying. He said, let's go down to verse 31. And here Jesus says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan have desired, Satan had desired to have that he may sift you like wheat. In other words, Jesus said, now, Peter, although you think you're strong, Peter, although you think you're this and that, but you know what? Satan, he wants you. I know this, Satan. I know this, Peter. Satan wants you so he may sift you like wheat. Oh, my God. Don't you think Satan won't lie? Plead our case to the Father. Oh, Jesus knows that even today, that Satan wants many of us and sifting us like wheat. But what I want you to recognize, how they were still in here, they was thinking about Jesus, thinking about themselves. They were thinking, could I match up? Satan's face was before us. And here Peter, in verse 32, Jesus said, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. Here Jesus knew the outcome. Jesus knew that Peter was going to betray him too. Jesus and tell who he, and say he's not that Peter. I was not with Jesus. Jesus knew that Peter was going to lie that night. But Peter didn't. Listen what Peter says. They said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. Many of us today, when we get in a certain situation, in a certain place or things, there's no danger. A lot of us say that way. I'll die for Jesus. Unless somebody comes in here with a gun and asks him if I believe in Jesus Christ, I'll stand up and say I believe in Jesus Christ. But many of us, we'll never know what we do until we're under pressure to do what we do. And this is where Peter was when they took Jesus. He was under pressure because he felt like if he wasn't told, that power took him to and kill him. So he lied about being with Jesus. Jesus even said, listen, Jesus. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that I know me. Now, we're talking about the Lord's Supper and what was going around the constitutional feelings of the apostles and how they were feeling. They were feeling remorseful. They were feeling sad. They were feeling, what's going on here? But Jesus knew that night, that day, that next day, what he was facing. They did not know. Peter only could say what he felt at that time. But Jesus denied Christ Jesus. And also, of course, Judas Iscariot denied Jesus too. 30 pieces of silver. The question is this morning, how much have you denied Christ? That's when you partake of the Lord's Supper. He's not taking. You're denying Christ. You're not taking it in a remorseful way. You're not getting a remembrance of him. If you're taking it any old kind of way, any old kind of time, you're not taking it right. We're going to leave you right there with the lesson. Our time is dwindling down, but we're going to finish this tomorrow. We thank you for joining us. We thank you for being with us. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, come thy will be done. Father, we pray for all of our listeners. Father, we pray that you be with each and every one of them. Help them to have a wonderful and a prosperous day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Love somebody. Love everybody.
Whoa, bye-bye. And may God bless. Never, 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 never end when we sing. Oh.